In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The Fed waiting game, what you need to know if you're an everyday investor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The Federal Reserve meets again in just a few weeks, and investors, many of them from Wall Street to Main Street, are wondering, boy, what is going on with the Federal Reserve? Are we going to get a rate hike? This is Your Money Matters, and I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Paul Nolte. He's a portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management. He joins us from Chicago. So, Paul, are we stuck in this waiting game until the next Fed meeting coming up on the 20th and 21st?
We are, and then we'll be stuck in the waiting game until the one in December. It's been the standard operating procedure for the Federal Reserve and for investors really since the December increase. We saw the market sell off after that. So I think the Fed is wanting to put these trial balloons out and try to get the equity markets and even the fixed income markets to be a little bit more used to the fact that maybe it's time to raise interest rates.
Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been around 18,000. Most people, you know, the casual investor will go, oh, that sounds pretty good. But we have had, especially after Friday's selling, we've had some downward pressure. Will that continue?
I think so. I think what you're going to find is investors trying to sift through companies, sift through different economic sectors to try to gauge which one is going to do well as the Fed tries to very slowly raise rates. Certainly the banking sector will be one that should do well. Technology stocks should do well. But there's more interest rate sensitive stocks like utilities, REITs, and some consumer staples probably going to suffer here a little bit because they've been the ones that investors really bid up the most looking as they look for more income opportunities outside the bond market.
September traditionally is a very rough month for stocks. Is it going to live up to its reputation this year?
Based on the first week, I think we will see much more volatility this month. The good news is that as we get past the Federal Reserve meeting, the markets tend to behave very well going into year end and even into the first part of the following year, even during an election cycle, which this year is going to be unlike, I think, any other in history.
There is a lot of uncertainty out there concerning the election. Explain how that could impact investing decisions.
Well, I think investors right now are comfortable with, or at least it seems to be, that investors are expecting that Clinton will win the White House. Whether she does or not, obviously we need to wait to November for that. But I think when you take a look at the history of presidential elections, it takes a while for new policies to get instituted. They need to get through Congress. So it's going to take a little while before, whether it's Trump or Clinton, it's going to take them a while to get their policies through, and we start to see the economic impact of that. So there's a lot of talk, a lot of rhetoric going on, but when push comes to shove, starting in January or February of next year, there's going to have to be some deal-making with Congress.
Which is more important coming out of Washington right now, all the election noise or the Fed noise?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be the Fed noise. The markets are very concerned about the cost of financing. It has had a huge impact on companies raising overall levels of debt, buying back stock, issuing higher dividends. We're seeing kind of a stalemate in Washington between Congress and the White House. And I think that will continue no matter who gets elected. I think that will continue into the early parts of 2017, 2018.
On the calendar this week, we do get news about retail sales. We get news about consumer sentiment. Are you watching anything this week, or is it all about the Fed until September 20th and 21st?
The part of the economy that we've been very closely watching has been the consumer. So retail sales are going to be a big deal for us as we see, can the consumer help pick up the economy? Are they willing to put some more money into the retail sector? To this point, retail sales have been okay to slightly down on a year-over-year basis. We're hearing from the different big box retailers that they're all struggling. So it's a part of the market that, and a part of the economy that we're very concerned about, because it feeds into wage growth and the lack of wage growth that we've seen so far in this recovery, and we've seen that show up in very poor retail sales.
And those retail sales numbers come out on Thursday. They will be for the month of August, basically a reflection of the back-to-school season. Do you think shoppers were out in force this year doing back-to-school shopping?
Based on my household, yes. But it's interesting, as we've watched the change in retail sales, a lot of it has gone more online. We're seeing reaction from Target, Walmart, bulking up their online services. Even Amazon is improving their online services. So it's not so much the foot traffic in the stores, but it's more at home on the computer and ordering online. So that's a part of the market that we'll be keeping a close eye on.
Yeah, so just because we drive by the mall and there are only four cars in the parking lot at the big box store, that doesn't mean people aren't shopping.
No, judging by Amazon sales on a quarter-to-quarter, year-over-year basis, they are absolutely shopping online.
He's Paul Nolte joining us to talk about things going on this week with the Federal Reserve and the economy. He's a portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management. Paul, thanks for your time.
Nice to be with you again. Thank you.
Paul joining us from Chicago. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters for The Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.